Capricorn knows that big visions deserve plans. And if we stay in our lane doing the best that we can, bit by bit, step by step, all of our dreams will come to be. For when you take inspired actions, what you wish becomes what you see. Are you ready to make a genuine, intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Hello, sisters and misters, witches and wizards, all of my freaks and geeks and magical motherfucking peeps. Welcome back to the Magic is Messy podcast. My name is Kitty. As always, you are awesome. Thank you for joining me on these airwaves. We are about to get horny, Capricorny, with the Seagoat, don't you know? It's the new moon, boom, chicka, 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 boom. But before I get into Capricorn and all of its awesomeness, let's start with my favorite part.
Shoutouts!
To all of those that answered the Q&A, baby, on Spotify, feel free to go and do that for this episode as well. Let me know what you think of this episode, yo. Angel and Shauna and Samantha and Gaylene, thank you so much for your answers to the question of what'd you think about this episode? I appreciate your energy. And speaking of Gaylene, thank you to all of those that showed up to the full moon Zoom boom. We had quite a few witches and wizards show up to that awesomeness for a Reiki healing, for a clearing, for the last full moon of 2023. We have another one coming up, P.S., on January 23rd at 7 p.m. CST, another full moon Zoom boom for the first full moon of 2024. Boom, shakalaka, shaka khan. So feel free to go sign up for that on magicismessy.com. But to those that showed up, thank you so much. The high vibe tribe of mamas and papas that plugging into the power of magic, making a genuine intentional change. Julie and Tiana and Ashley and Baglarka and Alexis and Andrea and all of the others. Like, I really appreciate all of your energy. Thank you so much for being there. Thank you for exchanging with me. Thank you for, you know, being there. Thank you for showing up for each other and showing up for yourself. So I hope to see you at the next one, honey buns. Appreciate you. To all of those that DM'd me on Instagram, the IG baby, Kim and Leanne and Lindsay Ellen, Jonathan and Marie Eve and all the others, thank you so much. Andrea and her Yule crew in Rockford in Illinois, like, thanks for sending me videos of your Yuletide blessing style rockola in Rockford. Angela, the Gateway Guardian, and Katie Smirks, and Kat V, and Colorfully Christy. And of course, my man Moses over there. Looking forward to exchanging some intentional, precious, sparkly stuffs, my man. Appreciate you. To all of those that signed up for the tarot jazz, I've had some awesome, awesome fucking tarot readings. Excuse my language, but it has been rad, boom, bam with all of the tarot readings. To Kimberly and Jeanette and Julie, Deanna and April and Valerie and Aaron and Katie K, thank you so much for honoring. I'm honored to be a part of your practice, for real, for real. So thank you for practicing with me. I hope that you got some awesome action steps from those tarot readings. If you want to sign up for a tarot reading, check me out, magicismessy.com. You can do that if you click on the tarot tab. And to all the other listeners, to the new listeners and the returning crew, all of my gratitude goes out to you. So thank you. Shout outs. If you want a shout out, reach out to me. DMs. Send me some vibes. And we'll get you on the next episode, yo. Dig it. All right. So new moon in Capricorn. As I mentioned, time to get horny with Capricorny. Capricorn knows that big visions deserve plans, as I said in the little kitty ditty, right? This time is about initiation. Putting things into motion, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me, right? And I mean slow motion. Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign, and earth means tangible world, means the things around us, means our career. Capricorn rules the 10th house of career and making your mark and doing cool shit and making sure that you are set in a way that is focused and intentional, right? When I talk about intentions, like Capricorn is intentional in the way that you are. I like the way you move, in the way you're moving, right? But another thing I want to kind of point out is that this new moon, being that it is the first new moon of the year, the Gregorian calendar year, this new moon, we're always about action, 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 Jackson. Yet, this new moon is about the remix, okay? Perfect time for realignment, recommitment, recalibration, yeah? Reconnecting. All of those cool re-words, Rihanna, umbrella, Ella, Ella, eh. It is a time to create space for those vibes, right? Time to slow down because here in the Northern Hemisphere, right? Here in the Northern Hemisphere, a lot of times we are making resolutions. And I'll get a little bit into this here in a moment, but this is a time for setting intentions, not resolutions, okay? I mean, I dig it. Yes, we're all about making shit happen and an action. But this is a time to kind of dig in inward so we can go onward. Digging inward, moving inward so that we can move forward type of a deal, right? This is a time to set solid place to stand for actionable plans. This is a foundation, a structure, a solid space. And that's what Capricorn is all about. Capricorn climbs the mountain. Yeah. Capricorn goes step by step. Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl. And I know I've said that in other podcasts, but that's what Capricorn really vibes out with me. That's how I feel when Capricorn comes to play, baby, right? The new kids on the block, we're gonna riggity rock our way up the mountain. So if there's something that you've been wanting to put into action, something that you've been wanting to make happen, right? Turning dreams into realities, babies. Making those wishes, witches. That's what this moon is for. And setting an intention. Setting a really, really big goal, right? In Sagittarius season, we were able to see the big picture. We were able to see the big goal. We were able to see what it is that we want to create, be, do, and have to share, to lead, and to fulfill in the next year or so, right? And yes, at this time, we're all kind of setting resolutions with the new year. But I challenge you to more dig inward, to turn the light on yourself and to make an intention, set an intention for the year. And those intentions, you know, we're all about making big things happen. And I get that. And it will happen. But big things, big dreams deserve step-by-step plans, bit by bit, tiny, tiny, tiny little action steps, details, baby. Yeah. And that's what Capricorn is all about. As I mentioned, it rules the 10th house of ambition and career and making your marky mark on the world. We got those good vibrations. Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'ma get mine, so get yours. I wanna see sweat coming out your pores, right? Being a cardinal earth sign, they are very goal-oriented. They are very structured. They are a patriarchal vibration of discipline. They're reliable and responsible, prepared to climb all the motherfucking time, right? Sea goat, goat, the greatest of all time. And when I mean discipline, just a side bay, I actually took the word discipline out of my vocabulary a long motherfucking time ago. Because when I was young, my parents would be like, you did something wrong. I'm going to discipline you. Yeah. So what I changed the word to is devoted and dedicated, because those have much more of a ooey gooey feeling to me. So what are you devoted to? What are you dedicated to? And what is it that you, like I said, are trying to be and do and have? Because this is the time where that mountain that we see, we're standing at the foot of the mountain. Okay. And when you look up, like, it's overwhelming as fuck. And I get it. I've been there, done that. Diddy, diddy, done that. Kitty, cat, cat. But this is the time where dreamers become doers and magic practicing movers. We are making a genuine intentional change. And again, I like the way you move. right? So think about foundation. Think about, you know, knowing that you deserve to feel good instead of feeling busy. And when you feel good, it is doing things with intention. You are making moves forward that you know are going to get you to the next step and the next step and the next checkpoint, the next phase or goal or stage, these mini micro moves that make major motherfucking impact on who it is that you are showing up as, where you are going, and the marky mark that you are making on the world. Yeah? So, like I mentioned, in Sagittarius season, SAG, as you probably knew from the last podcast, I call it SAG. In SAG season, we looked at the big picture, the major dream scheme, right? The hella scary Adventure Time stuff. The where's your arrow gonna go, yo? And now we get to take a step back and slow down with that earth energy, that element of earth that is building the foundation, the strong, stable structure in which to stand on Donkey Kong. Because then we can look inward to go onward and upward. To begin a plan, like my man Stan, my favorite Capricorn of all time. What up? What up, riser? Right? Rise to the top. That's what we're doing here in Capricorn season. Because in these winter months, and I'm speaking to the Northern Hemisphere here, in these winter months, we get the chance to hone in. We get the chance to dig deep inward. And I know I said inward, but maybe you should listen. Hey, yeah, listen, chickadees, to me's, babies. It's the time to hone in on what is the direction we were going and really find our focus. Because Capricorn, as I mentioned in the full moon Cancer episode, Cancer is in the inner world, our emotions, and Capricorn is our outer world. So what direction are we going in our outer world? I know that you peeps out there be making some resolutions, yeah? I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to put my phone down. Put your phone down. Mm-hmm. We do this because during this time in the winter, it is the energy of inner work. It is the setup stage, right? We are setting ourselves up, buttercups, for the way that we want to feel to make our dreams real, right? And this happens by staying in your lane, by choosing your direction and going at it step by step, bit by bit, brick by brick to climb that mountain. And these vibes are swimming all around us. And that's a good theme with the sea goat is just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do we do? Ooh. We rewrite our story, Dory. That's what we're doing during Capricorn season. Capricorn new moon is all about setting the intention of initiation, about putting things in motion, but doing it slowly, doing it very methodically, and doing it in small action steps. Yeah? You heard? Dig it. So instead of a resolution, I challenge you to make a commitment. How about that? Set an intentional commitment to how it is that you are going to feel, right? The inward stuff, the how are you taking care of yourself to avoid burnout during this time? Because when the spring springs, chicken wings, then we are going to be like, dun, 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 and we are going to have our action plan all ready to go, Kokomo, so that we can make moves with the seasons of the year and the wheel and the cycles and the flow, don't you know, right? Flow, follow love over wealth, love of yourself over wealth. And that's what it's all about with Capricorn. Like, yes, Capricorn is go, 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 do, do, do. You know, they don't stop on their way to the tippy, tippy top. And I know that about Capricorns. Yeah? Getting horny, Capricorn-y? Yeah, so am I. But that's what I know. The sea goat, you can plug into the energy of the goat with a mermaid tail, and your best laid plans are never going to fail. So that's what the sea goat is all about. They are able to be on land and water, right? They can emotionally feel stable so that they can do the things in the outer world, do the things in their career, and they are not going to falter. They are not going to fall down. They are not going to veer from their path, so to speak, or get distracted. And I'll get into distraction here in a moment. But just those are kind of the themes I want you to think about during this new moon in Capricorn. It's not about getting all the shit done, honey bun. It is about making a plan so that your actions have a solid place to stand to bring forth all of your best laid plans. Yeah, you heard? Dig it. Capricorn rules the bones and the joints and the teeth and the knees. And those bones are your structure. They are your foundation. That is the work of the Capricorn. And I'm going to say it again. The work of the Capricorn is to provide and build and begin the foundations of a solid, safe structure. Like Maren Morris says, when the bones are good, the rest don't matter. And that's what we're working on, is the bones of what it is that we want to create. How are you creating your plan of action that is so solid that if you fall off the horse, you can easily get your ass back on course? Because the bones of a project, those are the phases, the modules, the stages, the mini micro moves, the goals, the checkpoints. Yeah, the Super Mario checkpoints. So that if you do veer off course, you can go back to that checkpoint. Think of a video game, right? How many times do you work your butt off to make it to that checkpoint? So that if you die, you're going to be coming from the level from that checkpoint. That's kind of what the visual is to me during Capricorn season, is what are my checkpoints? What are my flags that I have to make it to so that I stay focused in the direction of my dreams? Right? And because as overwhelming as that may seem to create a new project or bring something brand new into fruition, because that is one thing to do to plug into Capricorn, by the way, is to bring a new idea, a project, or something that scares the shit out of you into the tangible physical world. And as overwhelming as it may be to stare up that mountain sea goat, right? It is rewarding as fuck to make these intentional action steps towards your mega awesome, amazing dreams. So that's kind of the energy that we're working with. And that's what manifesting is all about, right? Manifestation deserves inspired action. I know I've said it in this podcast before, but inspired action is the language of the universe. Ping pong, ping pong. You move, I move. Let's play chess. Yeah? Because manifesting is not like, hey, universe, I want $1 million. And then you're just sitting there waiting for it to happen, right? That is not how it goes. That is not how energy grows. That is not how the universe flows, you know. Instead, it's, hey, I want $1 million. And then you do something that inspires you, that scares you, that gets you out of that weak ass comfort zone. Something that you are really, really good at, right? What's your sweet spot? What comes to you effortlessly, efficiently, effectively, and excitingly that maybe you never learned how to do? That's your sweet spot. What is something you never learned how to do that you do really, really, really well? That either changes the way that you show up in the world or changes the world around you. And no matter how small the step you take, every little step I take, you will be there. Every little step I make, we'll be together, girl. Got the good loving. Just keep playing the game. That's what I want you to do during Capricorn. How am I going to play the game? Because if you don't play the game, you're going to remain the same. Yeah? How do you play the game until the full moon in Capricorn? Roughly late June-ish, 6 months or so, right? We're using the cosmic timepiece. From the new moon in a zodiac sign to the full moon in a zodiac sign is roughly 6 month-ish or so. Just imagine, boo, what you could do in 6 months or so. And I'm going to say it again, if you don't play the game, you're going to stay the same. Yeah? So before we move on into altar correspondence and things you can do to plug in to win-win, wiggity-win-win, I'd like you to sit with a couple questions. Yeah? Here's some promptage for you, boo. From me to you, Pikachu. What are you putting your precious energy into? Is it lackluster relationships? Is it a dead-end job? Is it other people's problems? I'm down with OPP. Yeah, you know me. No, we don't want other people's problems. Or are you putting your precious energy into yourself? Because self-love is never selfish, right? I think I say that every single podcast episode. But are you spending your energy on yourself, your health, your vibrancy, things that set your soul on fire and get you excited to wake up in the motherfucking morning? Right? Are you rocking records on replay, or are you setting intentional rituals? Yeah. What are your routines and your rituals look like? And that's another thing too. Like, as we're setting, some people call it a resolution, but I would love for you and love to challenge you to call it a commitment, an intentional commitment to yourself and the way you feel to make your dreams real. Using the earth element energy of Capricorn, create some badass boundaries, right? If it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no, though. So let's float your boat with the sea goat during this time, during this new moon in Capricorn. And that's another thing, too, looking at what does your routine look like? What does your day-to-day look like, right? Those are the small steps. Those are the mini action steps. Those are the micro moves. I like the way you move. Those are the micro moves that we're making, right? Because what moves are you making? On a rocky foundation. Because that's a really big theme of Capricorn, is the things you do every day are going to pave your way. So take what you do now and then maybe write down what you do now and then write down what you want to be doing. And then slowly, methodically, with intention and focused direction, with intentional action steps, take that record or take that routine that doesn't fit your dream scheme. And let's turn it into rituals. Rituals are a big deal. How are you showing up every single day for yourself with intention? Make a genuine intentional change. And it could be as simple as stirring your coffee clockwise and being present to making your coffee, or the things you add into your coffee. Sprinkle a little cinnamon in there for prosperity, boo face, right? Or adding some honey to bind sweet things to you. It's small little things that make a massive, massive difference. And that is a theme of Capricorn. The small steps, the little micro moves make major moves in the ether, in the tangible physical realm. Yeah? You dig it? You dig it. Okay, cool. So, hey, kitty, what does my altar look like for a new moon in Capricorn? Yeah? Capricorn rules the root chakra. So thinking of rooting, thinking of what seeds are you planting that are going to root for the next 6 months or the next 12 months to the next new moon in Capricorn. So some colors that you might want to include or wear during the new moon of Capricorn are those earthy tones, those browns and greens. Love those colors, by the way. Me being a Taurus earth sign, yes, I do love the earth signs. Scents that you might want to diffuse are sandalwood, patchouli, myrrh. Surround yourself in pine. One that I love is Nag Champa, one of my favorites. Cypress or Arbor Vitae. Think of the trees, babies. Some foods that you might want to partake in during this time are trail mix, any nuts, seeds, berries. Root veggies, right? Rooting. We are rooting with Capricorn, with jicama, sweet potato, beets, things along those lines. Mushrooms, things that come from the earth, things that grow and are dirty earth type of foods. Maybe some rosemary and thyme, or eating anything with vinegar. Get the zing of some vinegar during Capricorn, new moon in Capricorn. Or if you wanted to really plug into the sea goat, I usually take a goat's milk bath during the new moon in Capricorn. Or I'll mix some goat cheese into my things, whatever that may look like. Some crystals you may want to use. Holla to all my crystal witches out there. Some bloodstone. Maybe some hematite, some shungite. Think of those strong, stable, foundational, heavy type of stones, protective stones, creating a protective, sacred space for you to make your plans, baby. Some shungite, some malachite, some onyx, things with those grounding vibrations. Also amber, right? Amber represents life force. It is fossilized sap, boom, bap, diggity, dat, dat, dat. So think about amber as well if you wanted to utilize a crystal during the new moon of Capricorn. Your flowers would potentially be a lotus, an African violet, or a pansy. Maybe some chamomile tea would be fantastic. And any other symbols that represent structure, that represent career, that represent dedicated action, leveling up, creating a new foundation. Maybe a goat, bones, right? When the bones are good, The house don't fall when the bones are good. And that's what we're working on during this new moon in Capricorn, is creating the bones and the structure of the actionable plans so that we can move forward, inward and onward in our tangible physical realm, in our career, and the way we make our mark on the world. Anything that symbolizes ambition, those boss, witch, and wizard vibes, maybe a money bowl. If you have not done a money bowl, I absolutely would lovingly challenge you to make a money bowl. Put some rice, put some cinnamon, put some coins, put some dollar bills, y'all. Put some pyrite, put some green aventurine, put some things that represent prosperity in your money bowl. And keep adding to it, right? Keep adding to it during the entire lunar cycle of new moon, or keep adding to it for the 6 months until the full moon in Capricorn at the end of June or so. You might want to put an offering to your deities to ask the universe for help with boundaries. And we'll get into that in a minute, because the devil card is the card of Capricorn. Yeah, you think so, Thomas Jefferson? Thomas Jefferson, my puppy, says, yeah, girl, boundaries. Yeah, boo, what you do about boundaries? The devil card with a list of distractions, right? Here's the thing. The devil card, when it comes up in the tarot, to me, is all about getting your distractions in check. Distraction, non-movement. What derails you? What knocks you out of balance and out of focus? Because the devil card is all about pleasure and pain. Joy and pain. Said sunshine and rain. Give it to me raw bass. It's all about immediate gratification and pleasure. Yeah. It's all about the bad habits that keep us chained and bound to unhealthy patterns. Unhealthy patterns. They keep those records repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. And ain't nobody want that. Mm-mm-mm. No, 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 no. Ain't nobody want that no more. The temptation, right? What are you tempted with? And like I said, the what drifts you off of your path? Because that's what the devil really signifies to me. When the devil card comes up, it is all about, what are we allowing to distract us from our big goals? Because we want immediate gratification over long-term success, right? If you want to eat better, why are you eating those muffins? Where's that cake coming from, right? Why are we still smoking? Why are we still allowing other people to dictate what it is that we do? And that's another thing too, avoiding shoulds. No shoulding your pants during this new moon in Capricorn and beyond, right? Fuck society. Fuck that. What constraints are you falling into because you're worried about other people's opinions over your feelings, right? I'm going to say it again. Flow. Follow love over wealth. Love of yourself over what everyone else thinks you should be doing. So avoiding the shoulds, that's another thing you can do to plug in. What are some ways you can daily plug into Capricorn? Let's rock and roll into what that is. But like I mentioned, putting the devil card with a list of those distractions, the things you allow getting in your way to knock you off balance and knock you out of focus and distract you. Stop your movement forward. Stop your intentional actions to make your dreams a reality, baby. As I mentioned earlier, the devil is about addiction and excess. The devil inside in excess. Get it? The devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. So think about that. What is the devil inside of you? What do you do that you are addicted to? Are you addicted to the scroll hole and sex, drugs, rock and roll hole? use that devil card to your advantage. Some things that we can do, set up the actionable plans. Think about 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. Recommit to yourself, recommit to your plans and strengthen your resolve. The resolve, the resolutions are your resolve, your boundaries, chickadees. What are your boundaries? If it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Because you know what you will allow and what you will not allow intuitively. So stop going with society and plug into yourself intuitively. As I mentioned already, starting a new business, a project, or launch a new idea into the ether, because I'll tell you what, side bay, listen up. It does not need to be perfect before you start. Stop sitting on your laurels and waiting for the right time, because the right time is right now. Yeah? If you need permission to put it out into the ether, There it is. There's your permission. I just gave it to you. What you gonna do? Maybe we want to go to the dentist because the Capricorn rules the teeth and the bones and the joints and the knees, as I mentioned. A goat's milk bath. I'm going to do one. So if you want to do one as well, I challenge you to do so, baby. Maybe opening a savings account, a retirement or a long-term financial planning account for your obviously prosperous future. Mm-hmm. Money, money, money. Money. That's what Capricorn's all about. In the right ways, though, babies. Let's not get it twisted. Money comes from following love over wealth. Don't follow the money. Follow love of yourself. Yeah? Okay. Get a motherfucking massage, because sometimes Capricorns don't know when to slow the fuck down. Capricorn energy doesn't always know how to just chill. Just settle down. So do that with intention. Go get yourself a massage. Reevaluate your daily routines. I know I said this already, but I'm going to say it again. Reevaluate your daily routines and turn them into intentional rituals. Show the fuck up. Be present. Move through your day with inspiration and intention. That is what magic is all about, witches and wizards. Making a genuine intentional change. Being present to your body, being present in the moment, and being grateful for that. Gratitude. Yeah, that's what resolutions and intentions and inspiration should be, is being grateful. That's what the winter inward work is being grateful for what you've already accomplished and also being grateful for the fact that you can accomplish much more and setting up those plans so you can accomplish them with direction and focus and intention. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ask for a promotion. How about that? Diddy dat dat dat. Ask for a promotion. Do the boss babe style spells. All about prosperity and abundance. Right? The money bowl, like I said. The jazziola of strength and structure. What are you devoted to? Hopelessly devoted to you. Yeah. I'm going to throw some grease in there. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. Maybe get some new boss babe attire. Some boss bish wish attire. Yeah. Maybe start a new journal. A blank page. A clean slate. Yeah, get those vibes. And also, I challenge you to write as if it is happening right now. I've got this, and this is what's going well for me, and this is how it's happening, right? Put yourself in your dreams in the first person. Try that, see how it feels, because I bet you'll like it, baby. Let's see, what else do I need you to know about Capricorny? The sea goat, right? We're plugging into the sea goat. Goat vibes, greatest of all time. What are some rituals that you can do to plug into the horny Capricorny? All right, all right, all right, all right. I'd like you to think about gamifying your goals. Make them fun, honey bun. Why not? So the first one I have is called Devil's Jenga. Yeah, Devil's Jenga. Go get a Jenga game. If you've ever played Jenga, like the tower, the blocks, and write a number on each block or write a mantra on each block. I am determined and focused. I am patient and persistent. I attract opportunities that align with my ambitions. Those are some great mantras for the Capricorn new moon. But write a number or a mantra on each block in every single day of this lunar phase that you show up for yourself, that you follow up with your intentional actions, with your commitment. Every day that you avoid your distractions and do what you say, the way you say you're going to do it, even when no one is around to watch you do it. That is called integrity. When you show up with integrity, put a block down on that Jenga, on that, you know, like build the foundation, build your structure, build your badass tower of power. And if you miss a day, there's no block that day, right? Like write 1 through 30 or however many days we have of this lunar phase, write all those numbers, or write, like I said, write that mantra. And if you miss a day, there's no block. So your goal is to put 3 and 3 and 3 and 3 and how you build a Jenga tower. And by the end of this lunar phase, see how strong your foundation truly is. It absolutely puts into perspective how stable your structure is in the moment. And then make a genuine intentional change. To see where you are coasting and where you are choosing immediate pleasure over intentional plans of action, right? So kind of, you know, to kind of reel that in, every single day that you show up for yourself, you're going to put a block down and a block down and a block down. And when you do not, when you go back on your word to yourself, You do not put a block on that day and see how many spaces are missing, because then you're able to actually see how strong your foundation is. And the house don't fall when the bones are good. And see if your structure is going to fall, because then you know to put more focused direction into yourself to follow love over wealth. Flow, yo. That is how we grow. The next one I have for you is the make the mountain manageable. Yeah? Yeah? Think about this. Brainstorm all of the actions that are needed to make your goal happen. Just little tiny details, right? Do you need to create a website? Do you need to get an LLC? Do you need to call your uncle's, brother's, cousin's, baby daddy, whoever it may be, and ask for help too. Don't be afraid to ask for help. But brainstorm all of the mega moves, the mini moves, the micro moves, the phases, the stages, the checkpoints, right? The modules, all of the little things that are going to need to happen, that you are going to need to show up for in order to make this goal into a reality, to make this dream become real. Write them all on little post-its. And I've done this. It is so much fun to see all these colors. Yeah. Write them all on little post-its and work backwards. Work from the bottom to the top to be top. Visualize the mountain in its physical form. What are the things that I'm going to need to do right away, and put those on the bottom? And then all of a sudden you have your goal all the way at the top, and working from the bottom to the top. Now we here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. And then when you make that action happen, when you do that action, rip that post-it off. And pretty soon you're going to have a really colorful post-it graveyard of all the cool, badass things that you've done. And it's a really good way to focus. It's a way to, with that earth element energy, put into tangible reality and put into focus and visual form what it is that the mountain is looking like. What it is that we have to do to make our dreams come true. And it could be like, I'm going to stop smoking. Or it could be your intention. I'm going to keep working out every day. And day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, all of the above. But what does the mountain look like? And how can you check something off every single day? Because that's what another thing I'd love for you to do before we go. I want you to sit. I would love for you. I lovingly challenge you. I don't want you to. I would lovingly challenge you, sweet soul, sister, mister, witch, wizard, freak, geek, magical peep, to all of my folks out there. I would love for you to take a moment and acknowledge all of the work that you've already done, all of the things that you've already accomplished. And I want you to just pat yourself on the back, because you deserve that. You deserve to take a moment of gratitude, because that's what helps you to avoid burnout, is the gratitude and the staying focused on the small, tiny steps that are manageable. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. For real. One bite at a time. And that's what Capricorn is all about, is taking one bite at a time of that massive element. elephant. Because that's how we're going to get it done. That's how you're going to bring things into fruition. And that's how you're going to change your life and the lives of those around you. That's how you're going to show up differently and show up differently for the world around you. And that's how you're going to make your mark. So before I let you go, I lovingly challenge you to just take a moment, acknowledge your progress. What challenges did you face in the last year? And what did they teach you? Because obstacles are actually opportunities to grow. So that's what I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, sisters, misters, witches, wizards. Once again, if you would like to support this podcast, please feel free to subscribe, share, follow. Follow me on the IG, the TikTok, the threads, whatever, all of those social media outlets. Feel free to join us on Tuesday, January 27th at, is it the 27th? Nope, it's the 23rd. Feel free to join us on Tuesday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for the full moon Zoom boom, for the full moon in Leo. It is free. Just join. It's donation-based, energetic exchange-based. Just sign up, Buttercups, and I would love to see your faces. I would love to exchange energy with you. Thank you so much for sharing this with your magical peeps. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. Feel free to DM me. Get a hold of me. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know what you're doing for Capricorn. Send me some pictures. Send me some awesomeness. I love hearing from you. I love meeting you. Thank you for being a part of the Magic is Messy Collective, because when you reach out and plug into your flow, that is when we grow, don't you know? Once again, my name is Kitty. I am honored to be a part of your practice. Thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to seeing you and speaking to you for the next full moon. Boom shakalaka shaka khan. Mwah.